It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All righty. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Good morning, 8 or 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Chinese Communist Party deep ties inside the governorship. We'll just leave it at that for right now. Not here. Not in Florida.
Nah.
This is in New York. It's a big story. Also, speaking of Florida,
yeah.
Governor Ron DeSantis gave a speech. It was really kind of a closed-door event, actually, Daytona Beach, to celebrate the results of millions of dollars state government and hospitals have poured into nursing education, close to $400 million. And the governor told about 130 Volusia County leaders gathered at the invite-only event at Daytona State College. That's $130 million in new spending for the fiscal year that began July 1st. The investment has yielded a 25% increase in nursing students, and those Florida pupils have an average passing grade of 92%.
Mm.
And DeSantis knows a little something about nursing. His mom was one for 40 years. So he said, you really can't put a price tag on what nurses do. And COVID, of course, you know, reminded people how important they are and how short we were. They're trying to stay out ahead of this because the state is continually growing. We're still getting about 1,200 people moving to Florida every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Florida has over 3 million registered nurses, but the state still needs more. And, of course, you constantly have nurses retiring and stuff like that.
True.
And, Halifax and Advent Health contributed money, $1 million and $900,000, respectively. And, they said really positive things. I mean, this is, this is a good thing. There's lots of opportunities for people going into nursing. And so I think that's it's another good thing.
Absolutely.
That the governor and the state is involved with. That's, investment you understand. Versus, let's pay off people's college loans.
Right.
All right. So you've got all that going on. But really, this is a bombshell story. A former top aide to New York Governors Andrew Cuomo and Kathy Hochul used her high-ranking position in the state's government to peddle influence for China and the Chinese Communist Party while profiting millions in the process. According to an unsealed federal indictment, this is against 41-year-old Linda Sun, born in China and a naturalized American citizen, and her husband, 40-year-old Chris Hugh. It charges the couple with operating a money laundering and bank fraud scheme, thanks in part to Sun's allegedly acting as an agent of influence for China while working in Cuomo and Hochul's administrations.
Whoops.
Who was it? Was it Barbara Boxer, maybe? It was a longtime senator or a congressperson from out in California.
The one that had the driver.
For
right?
like 20 years, who turns out was a spy.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times can you raise the alarm? How many times can you remind people that the Chinese Communist Party, the insidiousness of how they're trying to creep in any way, this another form of asymmetrical warfare.
Who can forget Fang Fang?
Well, yeah, there was that. So the defendant, Linda Sun, acted at the order, direction, and request of representatives of the People's Republic of China, PRC government, and the CCP to engage in political activities intended to influence the public, including the New York State government. Yeah, there's a bunch of incidences. One was she prevented Cuomo and Hochul from working, engaging, and speaking with Taiwanese officials. You know, even saying the T word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, during the coronavirus, apparently the Taiwanese government donated 200,000 masks to New York.
Really?
This woman hurried up and called her contacts at the CCP to say, hey, we're not making it public. Hochul is just going to privately call them and thank them for their donation.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how, again, insidious this is. Yeah.
Don't give them any positive press, any good attention.
She also, Sun allegedly worked directly with her CCP contacts to shape a Lunar New Year message that would be delivered by Hochul in early 2021. The CCP contacts got an advanced draft of Hochul's remarks, and Sun allegedly made sure that the lieutenant governor made no mention of China's detention of Uyghurs.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Little things here and there, but they add up, don't they?
Well, yeah, and her husband apparently enriched themselves with an incredible lifestyle. How could you not? How could you not catch on to this at any point? What kind of vetting takes place? What information was this person really privy to? I don't know that there's national security issues at stake, but it's possible. It's crazy. Yeah. And if it was isolated, you know, that'd be one thing. But we keep talking about China. We, as in conservatives, Republicans, those that are paying attention, you just don't hear much from the Democrats when it comes to China.
Well, you look at the contrast. I mean, it was, you know, Trump always warning us about China, and it's Joe Biden figuratively in bed with the Chinese. I mean, it's what a contrast.
Yeah, I have a correction, too. I said Barbara Boxer. I knew it was one of the longtime folks. Dianne Feinstein was the one who had the Chinese driver for over 20 years and apparently was a spy.
Listening all the time.
Oh, speaking of listening all the time, you're going to love this one. Amazon, well, let me just tell you the story. So, you know, you talk to Alexa, right?
Right.
And when you ask about who you should vote for and you ask about Donald Trump, the response would be, I cannot endorse a political candidate. Right?
Okay. That would seem fair if that was...
Absolutely. Until you ask about Kamala.
Oh, no.
And actually goes into this dissertation of how great she is, how accomplished she is.
Wow.
So Amazon yesterday admitted that it made an error. It was a glitch. Are you kidding me?
How does Facebook had glitches and left... It didn't market Reagan or... There's a lot of glitches out there, Bob.
I mean, you talk about the insidiousness of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
What about these lefties trying to control the message? Mm. And then, oopsie. It's not an oopsie.
Only when they get caught.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Not surprising, but amazing still.
616... It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, and I want to remind you to never miss a minute of the show on demand 24/7. Hit subscribe for your Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just hit subscribe. It's no charge. You're listening to 97.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Point three, the sky. Another beautiful day in paradise and a happy hump day, Trump day to boot. Good morning. It is 6:21. The Bob Rose Show rolls on. Greg Cassidy here as well. Morning, Greg.
Good morning. And you mentioned beautiful. A little less humid this morning. Did you catch the breeze, too?
It does seem a little break in the humidity, perhaps. Couple of points. We'll take.
Anything we can.
Whatever we can get. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, couple of things. Legalizing marijuana. It's going to be on the ballot. And I brought it up yesterday, and normally, I remember through the 23 years that I've been here, if you brought up that kind of thing, marijuana, legalization, recreational, et cetera, you would get a pretty strong response, mostly against it, but a pretty passionate response on both sides. So I'm going to kind of take this apart and tell you what I think is happening here. All right, so give me just a second, but I want to ask you a question. Greg, are you surviving or thriving?
Interesting.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for an Odyssey conversation on inflation, the economy, interest rates, and more. And it'll be right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. You're surviving or thriving?
What time?
It is at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Right, and that
is before my bedtime.
Tomorrow night.
Right.
Okay. Interesting thing that corporate put together, and so we're happy to share it with folks.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds interesting.
Plays guitar. It's a stroke of genius, that guitar player, Brian May.
Now,
apparently, this has stroke.
Oh, that's not good. How old is he?
And I probably shouldn't tell jokes about strokes because I'm not getting any younger.
No, you're not. You're getting up there, Bob.
Well, he's 77. Brian May, the guitar player for Queen. And I mean, this guy is talented. So I bring it up for a couple of reasons. A lot of people know who he is. A lot of people have enjoyed his music. He made the announcement himself in a video that he shared on his social media yesterday. Sir Brian, he's been knighted.
Wow.
Sir Brian said he can still play the guitar despite the little health hiccup that's affecting his left arm. But he could still play the guitar. Wow. All of a sudden, out of the blue, I didn't have any control over my left arm, so it was a little bit scary. All right, and here, describing his recovery, he said he is essentially grounded because doctors have told him not to do anything that could raise his heart rate too much for now, right? I'm not allowed to go out and drive, get on a plane, can't get the heart rate up too high. So, you know, hopefully he's going to be okay. But one of the other reasons I brought this up is, yeah, like I said, we're not getting any younger, or we could be dealing with aging parents, whatever. And by the way, I guess I shouldn't say it that way. Yeah, it tends to strike older people, but younger people, happens too. So you have to remember fast. Remember it fast.
Oh, yeah.
Why fast? Fast because the sooner it gets treated, the better the outcome. But that's not the only reason.
There's more.
FAST stands for something.
It's an acronym.
F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call.
Time is
911. This says 999, but it's out of the UK.
You were not there, yeah.
Yeah. Symptoms, sudden weakness or numbness, one side of the body, difficulty finding words, sudden blurred vision or even loss of sight, sudden confusion, dizziness, unsteadiness, sudden and severe headache, difficulty understanding what others are saying, difficulty swallowing. Remember these things. The faster you get somebody to help, they really can do amazing work now.
It's just funny that you happened to mention that this morning because it was yesterday. I was just driving through town and saw what I thought was an ambulance. I thought, that looks awfully big. And then as it went by, I realized it's that mobile stroke unit they've got at UF Shands, which, and as I was explaining that to Blake, I said, when you have a stroke, time is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stop and think about double the time should you call a regular ambulance, it has to get to you. They can only do so much. They've got to get you back for more treatment versus when this huge stroke unit shows up. you know, they're on it.
They can take care of it right away.
And that's a cool thing that they've got.
So let me get back to the marijuana thing. It's interesting that people just don't seem riled up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me explain why I think it is. It always has to do with priorities. I think that people are so concerned and engaged with their future, their security at work, paying the bills, raising their kids or grandchildren in what they consider to be a good version of America,
right,
versus other things. The high inflation rate, tough to pay the bills, and long term, how this country is deeply in debt. And I think people are so concerned about the things that are right in front of them that, quite honestly, this issue sort of gets pushed to the background, and people are almost like, I don't think it's really good for you, but I'm kind of over it. I found myself kind of feeling that way, really.
Right.
I used to be much more maybe in favor of the legalization just because I just thought, look, the government shouldn't have a role in what you want to, you know, put in your body. And yes, are there side effects? Are there downsides to it? Yes, you could abuse anything. The addiction level here is at least somewhat limited, but it is still there. So do I think it's a good thing overall? Probably not. But I got to tell you, I'm more worried about China and the impact they have and how they are deeply in bed with many facets of our government. And I'm worried about what that future is going to be like. I'm concerned about, you know, the Russia-Ukraine thing. How much more can that get ratcheted up?
But how many people are going back to the economy and their day-to-day life and don't pay attention to China and Russia?
Well, that's very true as well. I mean, it's part of what I do for a living, so maybe I'm slightly more focused on it. But, all right, hey, I'm telling you, there's no shortage of topics and things that we're going to talk about on the Bob Rose Show today. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20. Oh, happy day, my friends. Thanks for making us a part of your morning.
I thought you were going to break into the song. Oh, happy day there for a second.
Nah.
No, okay.
Yeah. I will torture the listeners later.
Thank you. You'll find a way, just not singing.
It is 6:38. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy. And are you procrastinating? Because a lot of Americans do. In fact, I've got statistics on it. And, well, oh, wait. We'll get to that in a minute. What's the definition of anticipation, Greg? I'll tell you in a little bit. Seriously?
Yes.
The tax holiday, whether you remember it or not, is going on now.
That's true.
In Florida. But it's going to end Friday. It ends Friday. This is the disaster preparedness one. Okay?
Which for a lot of parents is a back-to-school one. But that's a whole other story entirely.
Yeah. This is generators, you know, up to $3,000 tax-free. So if you're thinking about doing that, and it depends on the county you live in, emergency supplies could obviously save you between 6% and 7.5%. So there's a long list of eligible items. You know, the typical stuff, though. Flashlights, lanterns, batteries, tarps, gas cans. And, the list goes on. But take advantage of it if you can.
Yeah, it's
because
free money, right?
It ends Friday. So you're welcome. I don't want you to procrastinate any more than we all already do, apparently.
Well, yeah.
It's official. Procrastination o'clock hits at 12:06 p.m. on Monday. I don't know why it's that specific. But anyway, watching TV and movies.
Yeah.
This is keeping you from doing something you're probably supposed to do. You are procrastinating.
Okay. All right.
TV and movies, 50%. Yeah. Just laying in bed, 39%. Mm. Taking a nap, 29%. A survey of 2,000 U.S. adults revealed that procrastination plagues the nation, as 71% of Americans are guilty of procrastinating. 76% of that group admit they feel guilty when doing so.
Yeah, but I'm good at it.
Another place Americans will turn is to their phone. That's my thing. Mm. If I'm procrastinating, I turn to that stupid phone and start scrolling like an idiot. Like I said, I would never do. Yeah, I get sucked into that.
Here we are.
The average American spends almost 2.5 hours on social media every single day. Can you imagine if we were productive during that time and just spent 20 minutes instead of 2.5 hours? That would give you 2 hours every day. You could do something. You know what you could do? All three. Mind, body, spirit. You could work out. You could read inspirational stuff, right? And you could read for pleasure or for building your brain.
You know, you kind of touched on something there, and that's what's always really kind of amazed me because I am a procrastinator, as we know. But we've all got the same 24 hours. And when I think about a Donald Trump or a Lee Iacocca or a Ronald Reagan or the things that they accomplished in a 24-hour span of time versus what I do, it's like, wow, I feel really bad about myself.
A lot of your inventors, find out that these people are just highly driven. I you know, some of it's got to be a genetic component of some sort. You know, that they're just, their makeup is, they're highly driven. Productivity is part of their enjoyment, I guess. But productivity, getting something done.
But they would not have had time like I do for gun or car YouTube videos.
Well, the modern era and the modern work week and all that allows us, you know, more free time.
Well, I saw a post just this morning, and it's an interesting question. Would you go back to, let's say, the mid-1970s? Would you like to go back and give up the things that we have that we, you know, that basically, you mentioned social media, take up a lot of our time. But would we give up cell phones? Would we give up the internet? I think we were a whole lot less stressed, that's for sure.
I would have to completely agree with that. I can tell you the thing that comes to my mind right away is smoking. Everybody's smoking in people's houses, in restaurants, cars, airplanes. And I've always hated it, even though both my parents smoked when I was a kid. That's probably one of the reasons why I hate it. So I hearken back to that.
Wow, I thought about that.
And then the other thing is, you know, if you know your buddy isn't near the phone, How are you gonna reach out? So I guess you would have to get on your bicycle or whatever, and you ride over there. You had to look for him because he could just be in the backyard.
Well, we didn't know any better, so we didn't worry about it. We just did it.
That's true, too. And we got exercise riding the bike. There is something to say about it.
I think there's a balance in there somewhere. The cell phones, that helps our society a lot, but the downside is, when we talk about technology, it's so fragile, it could get knocked down in a moment, and we'd just be up a creek.
Well, and it doesn't always work, you know. I'm trying to get on this healthcare portal thing that you know, that my doctor's a part of, and I'm sure for some people, maybe it works great. It's not working for me, and I usually give up after a while, but this time I didn't. I said, no, I'm really going to do this, because I had some blood work done. I wanted to see what the results were, and it even texted me, hey, there's the results of your blood work. I'm like, great. You click on it. Oh, no, you don't. It could never be that easy.
No.
And then it's, you set this up, and you have a poor. So I did all the steps, finally, and then I got through. It said, no test results pending, no nothing. In other words, it's empty. It's almost like, you weren't using the portal, so we didn't put anything in it, I guess. I don't know. But that's where I'm at on that. And yes, I procrastinated way too long to address that. Yes.
Since we're talking flashbacks, can I make you feel old a little bit? Not too old, but 2002, today, Kelly Clarkson won the first American Idol.
So like 22
years ago. She's like doubled her age roughly without looking it up.
Yeah, she aged a lot faster than I think we did, really. I mean.
Oh, yeah, we look great.
Hey, you want to blast from the past going even further?
Yeah.
There's a new special coming out about Gary Coleman.
Oh, there's a flashback for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'll share it with you shortly.
Wow. You went there. Sorry,
I got to practice my dad humor because I could be a grandpa literally any minute now.
You're looking older even as you speak.
I don't think so.
Well,
that's not nice.
It's only the
mom.
Sorry.
Greg's being a jerk again.
She's sleeping in.
Okay. 6:45. 97. Good morning. Welcome. 6:49. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show on demand 24/7. Subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Where are you pointing at? Did I do something wrong?
No, not at all.
Oh.
You did exactly what I pointed at.
Oh, you wanted me to do that?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
See?
We're on the same page.
Look at you.
Literally, here's the page.
Yes.
And we're both on it. Get off my page now. I've got to move it.
It's a Vulcan mind meld.
Yeah. Happy hump day, woo! Trump day. Some of your top stories. New York Democrat aide. Both with Hochul,
mm-hmm.
okay, and yeah. and the previous administration, Cuomo.
Yeah.
Chinese spy, basically. Chinese spy. And it's all coming out. Wow. Yeah, we'll dig into that. Unbelievable. And got rich, too, her and her husband.
Oh, yeah. Mega millions.
Governor DeSantis gave a speech, Daytona Beach over there, talking up the money that the state has invested in healthcare education, in other words, nursing programs, and how they are paying dividends now. And we've got, you know, so many more graduates, and they're carrying a very high GPA. I think the average is like 92%. That's excellent. Very good. Also, it is a tax-free shopping holiday that ends Friday. This is for hurricane preparedness. So if you're thinking about getting a generator, probably be a good time. And there's like three things that we're watching out in the Caribbean and the Atlantic, and I'm not going to dig too deep into it because it's really not much cooking, actually. But I will keep an eye on it for you, all right, just in case. I'll do that for you. The debates are coming. Let's see, what's today, the 4th? So a week from yesterday. The debates, ABC, no notes. No open mics. They're sticking to it.
Mm.
What is Kamala going to do without notes?
I know. She needs them.
When she did that, you know, recent softball interview with CNN and Dana Bash,
yes,
she referred to her notes constantly in the middle of answers several times over. I don't know. Again, we're all going to be watching out of part of that being, you know, what we're interested in.
Well, you go back a few weeks, and we had talked about it, when she conveniently, while doing some public speeches, had some pro-Palestinian protesters. She very calmly was able to respond to them and would occasionally glance down at her notes as to what she was to say to
yes.
them, looking all impromptu.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't do it without looking, without peeking at her notes. She can't do it.
Well, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. So if it's the honest truth, it's very easy to
exactly.
talk about it. And you can
yes.
see that with J.D. Vance. You can see that with Donald Trump.
Yep.
Because, you know, if you stick to the truth, then it's easy. If you're yeah. weaving tales like Joe mm-hmm. Biden has been known for long before his mental acuity diminished, yeah, then that's tough because you have to remember, now, how did I tell that story? Yeah. Speaking of a story, what a life that Gary Coleman had. There's a new Peacock documentary coming out. Remember Gary Coleman? He was star of Different Strokes.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little guy, very, very likable character.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, very funny. But the document reveals a lot of things. I mean, you know, probably know some of the history. He didn't have a great life.
No.
He had to sue his parents. And, I mean, he basically, you know, didn't have any money.
Yeah.
He had to go so far as to become a security guard for a while.
That was so sad to see a picture of him. Here's a guy we all grew up watching on television, and he's in the traditional, you know, it looked like mall cop
yeah.
kind of thing. And it was very sad for him.
In 1989, he sued his parents and managers for stealing away his roughly $18 million fortune. Remember, $18 million in 1989.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money.
Wow.
And while he won the lawsuit.
Well, you got to
now you got to get blood out of these turnips that have sucked you dry. He had to file for bankruptcy in 1999. So, yeah, he became a security guard for a while. And then he assaulted a fan. So he couldn't do that, the cop thing anymore, because a fan kept torturing him for an autograph. And he said, no, look, I'm working, right?
Right.
He wasn't making an appearance. He was actually working. And of course, you know, the person, you know, wouldn't stop. And so I guess, I don't know, gave him a kick to the knee or something. But he got a 90-day suspended sentence and fined $400.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And here's how he kind of felt about his life. He constantly referred to himself as God's punching bag. That's what a friend of his, an actor, said. He felt like one of life's jokes, and he was never meant to be a person of good fortune. You had a good fortune. You were a child actor, though, so you can't hold him accountable for maybe not being responsible.
Right.
But, man, shame on his parents, shame on the manager. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you possibly fritter away, steal that all, and it's from your own kid?
Yeah.
That is just, that's awful. Yeah. So anyway, I'm sure it will make for a very interesting documentary. That's Peacock. It's on the Peacock.
There's so many sad stories coming out of Hollywood about what life was like. And, you know, you've got a lot of them that have done their books, or they do the documentaries, or they, you know, kind of come out and spill the beans on what life was really like. And it wasn't. I mean, even for like Shirley Temple, you know, going way back when, you know, it just wasn't what we thought it would have been like. And that's sad.
Trump says, I get elected, I might be inclined to release the Epstein client list.
Ooh, speaking of Hollywood.
Wow. That, wouldn't that be interesting?
Oh, yes.
The only thing is,
yeah,
there is a difference between, say, you know, who was on that flight or who knew him and all that,
yeah,
versus who was on the list that was participating in some things that were taking place.
That's the list we want.
Yeah.
We don't care who took a flight once in a while. We want the good list.
We would have known it long ago if it didn't involve, I think, such, you know, powerful people.
Oh, totally.
Known about it
totally. I think you're right.
A while ago.
Yeah.
Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to be on the show. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.